you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
I'm Tracy Thomas, host of One for the Books, a live literary event series from LAist. We are back with guests, author Amanda Montell, and actor Bella Lavelle. You can find us on May 15th at the Crawford Family Forum. Tickets at laist.com/events.
Today on the LA Report. Nationwide university protests over the war in Gaza now include UCLA, where demonstrators set up tents and banners in the center of campus. A California board sets an ambitious goal for helping rein in healthcare spending. And a new PBS show finds a famous actor showing up for art class with LA County teens.
I showed up very self-conscious in every single one of these settings, but that was a good thing.
Good morning. It's Friday, April 26th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3. UCLA is among the growing number of campuses where students and others have set up camp to demonstrate against Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza. Tents went up and banners were unfurled outside Royce Hall yesterday by people demanding an end to the war and urging UC not to invest in weapons companies connected with Israel. Caroline Luce is a lecturer at UCLA's Labor Studies program. She was on her way to class when she stopped by to show support.
I mean, I think it's pretty beautiful. I happen to study labor and social movements, so to me, this is a beautiful expression of solidarity.
Some skirmishes have been reported. The UCLA action follows a protest across town where 93 people were arrested this week on the USC campus for refusing to disperse from a day-long demonstration in Alumni Park. USC announced late yesterday it would cancel next month's main stage graduation. We're learning more about the staffer in the L.A. County District Attorney's Office who's been criminally charged by the state. LAist Frank Stoltz reports she is a top advisor to D.A. George Gascon.
Assistant D.A. Diana Turan previously served as a constitutional policing advisor at the Sheriff's Department. State Attorney General Rob Bonta alleges that in that capacity, Turan improperly downloaded confidential deputy files and impermissibly used that data when she joined the D.A.'s office. Turan oversees the D.A.'s files on police officers who have been accused of wrongdoing. Gascon would not comment specifically on the allegations, but said he would comply with the investigation. For LAist 89.3, I'm Frank Stoltz.
The Board of California's Office of Healthcare Affordability has approved a plan that could help moderate the increasing cost of healthcare in the state. The board is a decision-making body charged with setting statewide and sector-specific healthcare spending targets, including individual, employer, and government spending. Consumer advocacy groups argue healthcare costs should only be allowed to grow by 3% per year, which is far less than the 5.4% rate that's been the average for the last couple decades. Laurel Lucia researches healthcare affordability at the UC Berkeley Labor Center.
When it comes to healthcare affordability, I think a lot of Californians are unfortunately used to things just getting worse and worse and worse. And this spending target has the potential to make things better.
The board sided with those advocates this week and recommended a phased-in approach over 5 years. In opposition is the California Hospital Association, whose CEO maintains the 3% target is not realistic and will have a significant consequence for patient care. Some California lawmakers want to put a stop to line cutting at airport security checkpoints. A bill that advanced in the legislature this week would restrict third-party paid services such as Clear from expanding to new airports unless its users can have their own dedicated security lanes. The idea behind the bill is to make the process of getting through airport security fair to all, not just those who pay. Supporters include flight attendants and TSA agents. Opponents of the bill include the California Chamber of Commerce. Coming up, are you game for a career in game shows? A local university is offering a class.
Support for LAist comes from Latino Theater Company at the Los Angeles Theater Center, presenting the world premiere of Mix Mix, the Filipino Adventures of a German Jewish Boy by Boney B. Alvarez. Inspired by true events from the life of Ralph Price, After escaping Nazi Germany, a newfound tropical refuge in the Philippines is upended when Japan invades the islands. On stage through June 16th. Tickets and information at latinotheaterco.org.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
Back now to the LA Report. Comcast released its quarterly earnings this week, and while it is losing linear TV customers, its NBC Universal streaming service Peacock is gaining ground. Sean McNulty with our media partner The Ankler says the streamer has picked up a lot of subscribers.
As viewership changes from linear TV to streaming, the big question that needs to be answered is, will that streaming money make up for the losses that are happening in linear TV? And this quarter, Peacock has had big gains, and it is kind of filling that hole.
He says Peacock is still losing money hand over fist, with still zero timeline presented for that to end, but he predicts the Olympics and football season will provide a boost in the second half of the year. Want to learn what it takes to work in the game show industry? Well, come on down. LAist higher education correspondent Adolfo Guzman Lopez says Cal State LA has a three-class series starting in the fall.
The longtime producer of Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune, Harry Friedman, helped create the classes.
The whole idea is to provide not only a gateway into the industry, but to send people out to be eligible for jobs.
By teaching students about jobs like casting directors and prize coordinators, Isaiah Nieves is a student at Cal State LA.
I'm really looking into music editing for films. I really just enjoy music and how it shapes a picture.
He wants to take the classes to see if he can do that for game shows. I'm Adolfo Guzman Lopez.
A PBS special debuting tonight features renowned local arts education programs. They include the Ceramic Studio at the Community Center of La Cañada, where actor John Lithgow got his hands in clay during the teens class.
It was important for me to look like the fool and for the kids to look like the experts and to watch me fail and fail until I had a little tiny measure of success, and to try to capture that joy, because joy is what it was all about.
Lithgow also filmed at Self Help Graphics, which focuses on Latino artists, also the LA County High School for the Arts and the Debbie Allen Dance Academy. The show, Art Happens Here, premieres tonight at 10 on PBS SoCal. It'll be partly cloudy this afternoon and cooler than average, with highs in the 60s to around 70 degrees from the coast into the Inland Empire. In the Coachella Valley, windy, dusty, highs from 78 to 83 degrees. And in the mountains, it'll be windy with highs from 52 to 62 and a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. You can read more news at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. The AM edition is hosted and produced by me, Suzanne Whatley, with assistance from producer Tyler Wayne. Our engineer is Federico Garcia Rodriguez. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. LAist's executive editor is Megan Garvey. Original music by Scott Kelly. Check back here at 4 for the PM edition. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. And the LA Report is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.